Keith, you ready for a Tatum revenge game?
I was ready. I was ready. But it's not about me, Jones. It's about Jason Tatum.
I'm still
waiting.
About
the Celtics. When do they play the Warriors again?
When's
the next game?
I thought we were circling this one.
I circled it. I highlighted it. I made a little paper chain at the beginning of the season. I was ripping them down to see how many games until the Warriors game. I was ready. I was all in for the Warriors game. I apparently was alone.
Yeah, counting it down.
That was frustrating.
It was quite frustrating.
It was not what I had planned.
And I'll tell you, I think Tatum, despite playing it cool after the game.
Cool-ish.
I think Tatum is a little frustrated. And as Celtics fans, I think you should be frustrated today.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But you let us know how you feel about
That's right.
Celtics
you tell
lose.
Us.
Yeah, you tell us.
You tell us.
Celtics lose 118-112 last night. And, you know, the idea that the grudge tour, the revenge tour, the FU game, the statement game, any of that. We talked about it all offseason.
Yeah.
We've talked about it really all week, but specifically yesterday. You didn't get anything you wanted last night out of that game. If you're a Celtics fan, they lose the game.
They lost the game.
Number one.
First and foremost, yep.
Tatum, I guess, did hit his over. Maybe you hit on like a prop or something.
Yeah.
But outside of a red-hot third quarter, I don't want to say invisible, but largely unimpressive. And you got nothing for Steve Kerr other than a little bit of booing him. And I knew Jason Tatum. We both knew. Everyone knows. He wasn't going to acknowledge Steve Kerr. He wasn't going to send any message to Steve Kerr. I do think he ignored.
Literally didn't acknowledge him.
I think like, he ignored him after the game.
That's a little bit more of a story.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think you got really nothing out of it as a Celtics fan last night.
It was super frustrating.
A lot of hype and a lot of frustration.
For me, like in the back of my mind, I'm also not super surprised. Even though I bet the over, and I guess technically he hit the over. Like he's a great player. And we had Turpin yesterday, and he said the same thing. He was like, I don't think he's going to go out of his way to make it about himself, but just no Jaylen Brown, the nature of the way the Celtics have played, the amount of scoring he's had this year, he could have 32, and it doesn't mean it's, you know, double birds to the coach and like looking over at him all the time. So it wasn't that, and it was such a slow start for him, which is different than what we've seen most of the season. He's usually gotten a lot of his points early, gotten a big lead for the team, then they kind of coast, and then he doesn't even play the fourth quarter. This was different, and he got off to a really slow start, has a monster third quarter, scores 17 points in the third quarter, and you're like, all right, here we go. That's what I was looking for. And then, you add that with the win, and you would have felt pretty good. But they lose the game. It doesn't seem like it's a next-level Tatum, right? And that it's funny when we talk about it because he's been all NBA the last couple – first team, all NBA the last couple of seasons.
I mean, we said yesterday through eight games or whatever, he's probably the MVP of the league.
But we also don't think he's going to win it.
No.
And so there's like that little – there's a line in between like MVP and then like first team all NBA. It's a thin line, but he's just on the other side of it. And what's funny to me is the guy he idolizes the most is Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was one of the great, like, I am going to rip your throat out competitors that we've ever seen in sports.
Right. If that was Kobe last night and he
Kobe
was benched on the Olympic team.
Can you imagine if Kobe got benched in the Olympics and then played that coach the next time?
He would have gone for 80.
He would have scored 80 points and he would have stared at the guy every single time down.
Yeah.
That's not Tatum. That's just not, which again is odd because he loves Kobe Bryant. But that part, like that mentality, the Black Mamba thing, it's not in him. He's an incredibly talented player. You know, if people who didn't watch the game or like national people would be like, oh, Celtics lost to the Warriors. How'd he do? Oh, he had 32. Oh, yeah, it's, Tatum at 32. You know, like, oh, they lost. Warriors maybe better than we thought. You know, we can get into that too. But he doesn't have that. Now, it didn't prevent them from winning a title last year. I honestly don't think it'll prevent him from winning a title this year, but he doesn't have that same kind of killer instinct.
Like, to me, I don't have any, like, big picture takeaways. Like, the Celtics are in trouble if they play the Warriors or anything like that. You know, they didn't have Jaylen Brown, obviously, last night. But they were favored. A lot of us were picking them to win the game.
I was surprised by the outcome. 100% I was surprised by the outcome.
And so it's like, okay, they didn't have Jaylen. You can't go into the game when they're favorites saying they're going to win, they're going to beat the Warriors, Tatum's going to go for 50. And then after the game, shrug your shoulders and go, oh, well, you know, whatever. It was just one game in November and they didn't have Jaylen Brown or Porzingis. That's wildly inconsistent. So to me, I don't have any big sweeping takeaways. Let's just grade last night for what it was. You got nothing out of it. You thought Tatum was going to go for 40, 45, 50. Mm-hmm. He didn't. He looked timid. He looked scared to start the game. After the game, you didn't get any bomb throwing at Steve Kerr. In game, you didn't get any looks or gestures towards Steve Kerr. You booed the crap out of him as Celtics fans. You booed Draymond Green. Tatum didn't even acknowledge it. So you didn't even get that. And on top of it, the Celtics lose. You got nothing out of it. Do you think it was in his head to start the game, Keith?
Yeah.
Me too.
I do. I think it matters. I know, you know, some people are texting in like, oh, he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care.
No, he says he doesn't care.
There's a huge difference there. I think he doesn't want to make it a huge thing. But let's be honest. The guy is one of the best players in the NBA, goes to the Olympics, and sits on the bench and watches the team for two of the six games. That doesn't bother him. So even if he's not to the extreme of Kobe or Jordan and that kind of mentality, he's still gotten this far. Like, he's still obviously very competitive. Did he say good game to Steve Kerr after the game?
No, in fact, okay. I think there was a really good... I don't know, were you watching NBC or ESPN last night?
I actually watched both.
Okay.
Yeah,
Where were you watching at the end?
At the ESPN at the end.
Okay. I was watching the ESPN feed at the end.
Yep.
No offense, Scal, who we'll get to later on. Clapping back at Perk.
That's a better rivalry than Celtics-Warriors right now.
It might be. No offense, but I was watching ESPN last night. I thought there was a good angle on ESPN. I don't know how it looked if you were watching on NBC. You could see Kerr walking down... off the bench, like you could see him.
Yeah,
Tatum is dapping up Steph Curry. He's giving big hugs to Steph Curry.
So, because usually, you know me, I'm anti-sportsmanship. So if you lose the game and you just walk off the court,
that's
God
fine.
Bless you. I don't care.
Yeah,
but if you're gonna hug and kiss Steph Curry,
which I thought was weird in real time, it's like that. You're dapping this
he
guy.
He loves
up.
Curry.
Okay, fine. But it was weird. Might be the wrong word. Noteworthy in real time. I'm like, he's dapping up Curry. There's a lot of love there.
Derek White goes over and gives Steve Kerr a smooch.
Yeah.
They were talking for a minute.
So did Drew Holiday. I didn't realize that. Terp tweeted that out last night.
Two gold medalists.
From the Garden.
Yep.
Yeah, Holiday, Derek White, they go over and dap up Steve Kerr. You could see on the ESPN feed, Kerr is walking down the bench while Tatum is dapping up Curry. He kind of looks down that way. I think Kerr's looking for him.
Probably. Maybe make a little eye contact.
And Tatum beelines out.
Yep.
So don't tell me he doesn't care.
I think he does.
He tells me he doesn't care. He pretends that he doesn't care, but he cares. And he's a human being, and of course he cares. He should care about it.
I don't blame him at all.
I absolutely would care about it, which is why I wanted a little more emotion out of him, which is why I wanted him to show that frustration and take it out on Kerr, and he didn't. And I agree with you, Keith. I think it was in his head to start the game. He looked timid. He looked scared.
But then, you know, his just overall insane talent kind of takes over in the third quarter, right? Like, so that's the thing is
his third quarter was incredible.
I mean, 17 points and like he couldn't miss and like
17, 5 out of 7, 4 of 6 from three. He missed a free throw, but he was 3 of 4 on free throws. Celtics won the quarter by 10.
I was gonna say massive quarter. They score 41 as a team. They beat the Warriors soundly in the quarter, and you're like, all right, here we go. Because at that point, yeah, as a fan, I want Tatum to have a monster night, but you also want them to beat the Warriors. That's the best message you can send. And, you know, especially the fans are all over Draymond, you know, Kerr to a certain degree. But then they lose. Then they lose the game. And also Tatum was a part of that, too. Like, there was a play in the fourth quarter. Like, they lost Steph Curry a couple of times, which I don't know how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think you'd have maybe 3 guys on Curry, not 0 guys on Curry. But there's one play that Jason Tatum is on Buddy Hield, and he just, like, leaves. He just got up and walked away.
I thought he had 2 terrible defensive possessions in the fourth quarter.
Like that's him being in his head. Nobody looks at him and is like, oh, that guy is like, you know, Kawhi Leonard defensively. But
no, but he is a good defensive player.
He can be. Yeah. Like he's a big athletic guy. Like he can be good defensively. And no, it wasn't like he got beat, you know,
that
he got crossed up. It was like he fell asleep and just like he was in his own head. He
the
like
wandered
away.
Was brutal. It was
what was that?
47 seconds left. It's a wide open three. It
and
makes
then,
it
at
a
that
three
point,
possession game.
At that point, I was watching ESPN, so I don't know if NBC ripped him for it. I'm guessing they didn't. But ESPN like didn't even say a word.
Drew Carter must have dug in deep. I
bet
imagine.
He smoked him.
Yeah.
But even the ESPN crew was just like, oh, like you know, that's what happens when you double Curry. I'm like, he didn't double Curry. No, he like got lost.
He
like,
stood in no man's land.
He like stood straight up and walked in the direction of Curry away from Buddy Hield, who shoots 50% from three. So there's like as much as the revenge game, grudge match, all that, it was also a good basketball game, and it was one that they could have won in the fourth quarter, and they just kind of fell asleep defensively several times.
I thought he gave Curry a wide open three earlier in the quarter too. So I didn't think Tatum, outside of the third quarter, I don't think Tatum played well. 37-93-7. 30 plus points, unimpressive for Tatum. Okay. The only people talking revenge game were you guys in the media. I don't think he gives a crap. I know I don't.
But
that's a lie. Fans didn't care about this. All we heard all offseason when he
Olympic
got benched
thing.
In the Olympics
yes.
is, it's a grudge match. Look out for Steve Kerr. Circle November 6th.
It's like, okay for him to care, by
okay.
the way. And it's okay for us to care.
I think Tatum cares. I know fans cared.
No, I know.
And yes, 30-plus points was unimpressive last night. Yep. It was. More text. 37-93-7. Where is it? Timid and scared. Jones trolling, maybe.
No.
Here we go. You only said it because the callers said it. Apparently, the Warriors penciled in this game.
The Warriors are pretty good. I didn't give the Warriors as a team enough credit.
This is the one I was looking for. I'm sorry.
All right.
I think we, the fan, and the media make way more of this than he actually does. It's in his head, but I don't think he cares one way or the other. Blah blah blah. So can we hear some Jason Tatum? I want to hear some Jason Tatum.
Let's hear some Jason Tatum after the game. So rather than us trying to guess how he feels, we hear right from the guy.
I think for everyone who says he doesn't care. Okay, fine. Let's listen to Tatum and let's make up our own minds on this. Now, he started off the press conference by saying it's just another Wednesday. It's just another game. Does anyone believe that?
No.
Okay, I don't believe that. That's how he started.
And also, it shouldn't be put the Olympics to the side.
Yeah.
Do you think every game in an NBA season is the same?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
Do you think the players...
Steph Curry, who beat you in the finals a couple of years ago on the other side. Yeah, that's a different game. Sorry.
One of the greatest players of all time who beat you in the NBA finals is on the other side.
Yep.
Let alone a guy like Draymond Green who also beat you in the NBA finals, who you're friends with. So if you want to get fired up to play your friends, that's fine too. And primetime national TV game, these guys care more about. Remember we used to always talk about the Rondo on TNT?
Yeah.
His stats were like double what they were every other night. So it's not just – you're starting off with a lie if you say it's a regular Wednesday game.
So, good. I agree. Here's Tatum. Let me hear Tatum 1, Nick, if I can, on the aspect of getting your revenge against the Warriors and the stakes of the game.
I mean, that's part of this job. That's what I've been dealing with my entire career. People want me to be, louder. People want me to be meaner or whatever. One thing about Jason is, I'm always going to do what the I want to do.
Let's jump in. What are you snickering at there?
Third person? We're doing third person now?
Yeah, well, he is. Jason is.
I think Ricky Henderson can do third person, and he's the best at it. Everybody else, it just is outrageous to me. It's hard to take anybody seriously that uses third person in a non-kind of funny way.
I'm the greatest of all time.
So he actually said I'm in that point, but Ricky usually would say, in other interviews, you're like, Ricky does this, Ricky's going to steal bases, Ricky's going to do this.
Tatum doesn't do that
a lot. Or Jimmy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah,
you know? Jimmy likes his chicken spicy.
Yeah.
Or George likes his chicken spicy.
Tatum doesn't go third person often.
Usually not.
I don't think so. I listen to a lot of Tatum press conferences.
It's hard to take him seriously because you're like, is he talking about Jason Tatum?
It just tells you he's uncomfortable with the whole thing.
He is definitely uncomfortable.
He's in his head about the whole thing. He's going full Jason.
Hard to get behind the third person thing, though.
Yeah, it's sometimes, Keith, you freak out a little bit in uncomfortable situations. Sometimes you go vote, you high five.
Yeah, that's happened.
Sometimes you do a handshake, you grab the wrist.
Accidentally.
Sometimes in an uncomfortable situation, you get in your own head. I think that's why Tatum went third person.
Keith wanted the Celtics to win last night. Didn't happen.
Jones plunked down some hands. Let's hear it.
One thing about Jason is I'm always going to do what the f*** I want to do. And approach things how I want to approach it and what I feel is sincere to who I am as a person.
So, can you stop for a second? So, I like Tatum, right? And I'm going to do what I think, what is sincere. Remember all the memes that were going around last year after they won the title? And all he did was paraphrase other champions.
Mm-hmm.
He basically quoted Kevin Garnett. He quoted LeBron. He quoted Kobe. He quoted everybody. He didn't have an original quote.
You're talking about when they won and he did his Garnett thing?
All of it.
Yeah.
There was memes on top of memes. Everything was does this guy have his quote? He was just quoting things. Like a Quentin Tarantino movie. He was just going through quoting other stuff. It was all homages to other stuff. And I honestly think, here's my conspiracy on this.
Yeah.
Did you see the other day in a post-game locker room, somebody asked Anthony Edwards, they're like, what do you say to people who think you take too many threes? F them. And everybody laughed, and it was funny, and it was that was how he felt. Yes, I think he stole it from him.
You think he's Anthony Edwards is acting all tough, and so I'm going to do that
too. But people liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
People liked it, and they're like, look at all he's being himself.
That's a good conspiracy.
I don't think Tatum knows what to say still, and I think he just kind of parrots other people.
Interesting.
That's my point.
Yeah. And then he goes full third person. Yep. Okay, we'll get through this eventually. Let's hear it.
Sincere to who I am as a person. And not that it comes from a bad place. Some people, sometimes it comes from a good place. And, but people react differently or it's easy to say, if they were in my shoes, what they would do. So, I appreciate when it comes from a good place. But like I said, I'm always going to react, respond, approach things the way I want to.
Okay.
He doesn't swear a lot in post-game press conferences, does he?
I think he'll curse you. He doesn't curse like that, where he's like cursing at someone.
Okay.
Or like, I don't give a, or he's going to do it again coming up. I'm sorry. But the idea of like, he might use an F word here and there. I haven't heard too many of them. I don't think he typically uses it the way he used it last night. So anyway, like people second guessing you. What do you think about that, Tatum?
Use my language, but you just learn to not give a
Double down.
Very, yeah. You know, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm comfortable with the things I've accomplished. I know who I am. And, you know, I'm comfortable with making my own decisions the way I want to make them and doing things the way I want to. You know, maybe when you're younger, you're very consumed or concerned with pleasing people that you don't know or things like that. And, you know, if I do things the way I want to do it, and I can live with the result or, in every situation. And, you know, that's why I'm at in my life.
I just think great player, one of the five best players in the NBA. And, you know, that killer instinct kind of thing isn't there. And, you know, he may prove to go down as one of the all-time greats that doesn't have it. Maybe he doesn't need it. Like, if he still didn't have a title, it'd be a much bigger talker. He has a title. He has a title. For we want, you know, this giant revenge game and that kind of thing. I don't think it's in him. Now, there's two different things. I think he never, even if he scored 50, he wasn't going to glare at Kerr. He wasn't going to grab his throat. He wasn't going to do it. He doesn't do that. But I
wanted him to, but he would never do that.
No. Yeah. And so I wasn't expecting that. But I think he obviously wanted to win this game really badly, and I think he wanted to probably play a little bit better. I know the final numbers are good. He had a monster third quarter. You can't take that away from him. But I think he's got to be a little discouraged about how it went down. And then him walking away from Steve Kerr, like, if you really don't care about it that much, your other two Olympic teammates go said what up to him and good game. Like, well,
he played them.
You stormed away on it.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different.
So I think he blew off Kerr after the game, and I hate to say this because I can't stand Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Last night's a win for Kerr. And I don't mean literally in the box score. The Warriors won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good game plan for Tatum.
Yeah.
He flustered Tatum.
They threw a lot of people at him. They threw Draymond at him a lot. Okay. Double teams at him a lot.
I thought Wiggins, I meant to double check these numbers.
Wiggins.
I thought Wiggins did a real good job on Tatum. They blitzed him. They got the ball out of his hands. They made him uncomfortable to start. Tatum blew up for one quarter. He's a great player. He's going to have good quarters here and there. But largely, I didn't think Tatum impacted the game the way we expected him to.
I mean, he essentially, like, his greatest 32 points. I'm not trying to minimize 32 points, but that's essentially his average, right? So if you're looking at, Warriors game, circle the game, game.
His over-under last night was 30.5, so he barely went over.
Yeah. So, that's what he's kind of accustomed to doing.
That's what you expect, what you expect out of Tatum these days. And so I hate to say it, score one for Kerr last night.
Ugh.
And on top of that, I was criticizing this on social media. It is gross, Keith.
Yeah.
I was criticizing this on social media. I'm like, when are you going back to Curry, you moron? When are you going to go back to – how long are you going to staple Curry to the bench?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was like the 8.5-minute mark. He went back to Curry. And Curry in those situations. Tatum right now, Keith, is a better player than Curry. Is that fair to say?
Tatum greater than Curry,
okay,
yes.
Who would you rather have, Tatum or Curry? I'd rather have Tatum. Who would you rather have
last
in the
minute of a game?
Fourth quarter.
I'd be Curry. I'd take Curry over anybody in the league in the last minute of a game.
I mean, the show he put on at the Olympics was incredible.
He played. He was terrifying.
And he was terrifying, and it was an unbelievable
show.
He
still has that in him.
He did it last. If you didn't think he still had it in him, he did it last night. And so, to me, score one for Curry, score one for Kerr, score one for the Warriors, who look like a true championship contender. I'm not saying I take the Warriors over the Celtics in a series.
But they're better than I thought.
They look legit.
Yeah, I kind of ruled them out of the West, which was a mistake. They look pretty tough.
Where do we have them on our tiers? We can find that, but like, where do we have them on our tiers? I didn't believe in that team at all.
No.
They look great last night.
They were probably in the whatever the tier was for like one player to watch.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Curry. But yeah, they're better than that.
I didn't believe in that team. I knew what their record was going into the game. I knew what their scoring differential was. We talked about it. Early on in that first quarter, you looked at it and go, oh, man, that's a real team. They're back. And it doesn't mean they're greater than the Celtics. Doesn't mean the Celtics aren't going to raise Banner 19. But they got a team that was engaged. They got a team that got into Tatum last night and defended him and bothered him. And is that a lesson for other teams? I'm curious about that.